Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
We are now live and on air. You are once more listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam, here at Mantra HHC, located in Woodstock, Georgia. Let me see here what's going on with our intro.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. You are once more listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam here live at Mantra HHC, located in Woodstock, Georgia. Our website is mantrahhc.com. Sorry, we got a little bit of a late start to today's episode, and it does not look like we have any current callers within the queue. I do apologize for the late start. We are taking callers today. If anyone would like to call in, the call-in number for guests is 323-642-1694. Once more, that is 323-642-1694 for Psychic Talk Radio's guests to call in and ask a single question on any topic within their life. We've had a wonderful, wonderful Happy New Year here at Mantra HHC and the family for myself and my boyfriend Jay. We want to wish you all the wonderful Happy New Year out there. To all of our listeners and our callers and everyone that follows us here at Mantra on Psychic Talk Radio. It looks like we have our first caller of the day. Our first caller is 929-383. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Tavana.
Yes, please, go ahead. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, okay. I can hear you clearly now. Please state your name and your question.
Savannah from Pennsylvania. Well, I'm from New York, but I'm currently in Pennsylvania. My question is, should I stay in Pennsylvania or move back to New York?
Okay. I've got you one moment here. Yeah, Pennsylvania. I'm seeing you staying there a little bit longer, but not too much longer. It does look like there is another move in order here. The next move should come somewhere in March or April.
Is it back to New York or another state?
And it's going to be another state. It's going to be really good money, though. I feel like this move is connected to work.
Really?
Yeah. So that could be very good for you, okay?
Yes. Could you pick up anything where I'm staying now? Like, how do I deal with it? Like, it has me... down the energy. It's like when that person is angry.
I know. I keep hearing, pay attention to the signs around you as they will guide you through it. Right now, the only way to help build it is to remain positive. Even though the energy there is quite low at the moment, you just have to remain positive. If you focus too hard on the negative energy that's there, you're only adding energy to that and more food for it to thrive. You need to pay attention to the positive more because that'll help you shift the gears. Okay?
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you. And have a great day.
Bye-bye. You do the same.
Thank you. And Happy New Year to you as well. Once more, if you would like to call in to today's show, the call-in number is 323-642-1694. And you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam, here at Mantra HHC. Online, we are at mantrahhc.com. We want to thank all of our callers for bearing with us today as we had some technical difficulties starting the show, but it looks like our audio and everything is working now, thank goodness. We will be featuring another show for tomorrow morning as well, if anyone would like to call in and ask a question then as well. It looks like it might be a slow morning here. So one thing I want to talk to you guys about is going into the new year before we end the show early today. We want to talk about going into the new year with positive thought and positive attitude. Remember, our thoughts become our reality. Whatever it is that we feel or think is what is attracted to us energetically within our own lives. If we always see that obstacle in the way, we're never going to see the solution. You know, focus on what we can do, not what we can't do. Because if we're always focused on what we cannot do or where we're blocked, then we're always going to be blocked. But if we focus on what we are capable of doing at any given time, we find the solution so much more easy and so much more workable. At the end of the day, this is supposed to be a wonderful new year for everyone. We are still within the pandemic epidemic situation, and it's going to be a bumpy ride from here, obviously, but it should get better. If the physical collective consciousness can shift and we can care about one another and be mindful of one another, then we can nip this pandemic and epidemic within, you know, the bud and prevent it from getting even worse. It looks like we have another caller before we end the show. Our next caller today is area code 352. First three digits are 329. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend. My name is Joanna, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Joanna.
My boyfriend of a year and a half, he's manic right now, and he's spending the past 5 days with his ex-girlfriend, and I'm just beside myself. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know to forgive him because he's manic right now. I don't know just to end it. I don't know what to do. So I don't know what. I mean, what do you see for me regarding my relationship?
Yes, I understand. Okay, what I'm seeing here is a person who, obviously, like you said, is manic, but he has that extreme form of depression, and there's a lot that he has not spiritually done to work upon himself. It looks like he's using cycles as a crutch to escape those emotions rather than to face them and release them. Honestly, you end up holding space for a lot of people in your life, and you end up holding space in a way that you're able to try and help them and do good for them, but sometimes there is what we call an enabling to that, when we go to the extreme and we try and help those that don't really want to help themselves, okay? So give me one moment here, please. Okay. So when we're trying to help someone that doesn't really want to help themselves, what's happening is that they ask for the help, they require the help, and then they don't want to do any of the work that it takes when they do get the help. It's like they have this forefront where they want it, but then they have the subconscious where they just don't connect the dots. Okay, and this is because they're seeking attention. They're seeking that self-worthiness from the opinions and views of others. And then they kind of go into the state where they don't want to do any of the work because they feel like they have a right to be lazy. They have a right to just, you know, not do anything at all because they've done all this and they've been through this and they've been through that. But at the end of the day, if you go to help someone and they don't do the work themselves, then you're wasting your time and energy and you're wasting their time and energy because you're not really doing them a service. You're doing them a disservice by enabling the situation. My best advice to you is to state what you look for, to state what you're expecting, and to obviously be kind and gentle about it, but you don't have to beat around the bush either. You can be very direct, okay? And you're not responsible for how they feel or what they choose to do or how they choose to act, okay? You're only responsible for how that affects you. And at the end of the day, if you continue to add energy to a situation like this, then you continue to disservice yourself by allowing yourself to be brought down low by that energy, okay? And it's not the easiest of situations to say, well, just walk away from it, you know, because obviously there's a lot of emotion tied to this. There's a lot of caring tied to this. But sometimes we have to see that when we need to let go, sometimes it's for the highest good of both parties involved.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So I gave you a very long and drawn out answer, and I do apologize, but I want you to have all the details possible.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Thank you so much and bless you. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller here at Psychic Talk Radio is 231-903. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Tia, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Yes. Hi there. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. How can I help you?
Well, I'm just wondering, I'm feeling like there's a message from spirit trying to come through. I'm hoping from my dad. His name is Ron.
Okay. And how long ago did he cross over?
It's been about 6 years.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, the first thing that I keep seeing is just a smile, and it could be very symbolic in this case, but very powerful. He's just smiling at you, and it's like he's projecting this overwhelming sense of love and acceptance where I feel it may have been lacking before. Okay. And there's like tears in the eyes, but they're okay. They want you to know that they're okay. And it's all about trusting yourself, and it's about knowing that you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And then there is something you've been looking for or trying to build. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like they're handing you a gift, and it's a little box wrapped up with a bow on top. And it's not like a pinstripe, but I keep seeing stripes, like the whole bow is like tied around the box itself. And they're handing this to you as a symbol that success, whatever it is you're trying to build or find, you're going to find it, you're going to build it, okay? And it's going to be successful. But it's also about trusting your gifts that were given to you by spirit, okay? And those gifts are the intuitive gifts. I think that we've gotten away from that a little bit, and we've gotten more into the mundane physical world, and that can be quite distracting, as you may know already. But they want you to know that they're unconditionally there in support for you now. And that may be a little bit different than the way life was.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely very intuitive and some a lot of I empath. I take on other emotions a lot.
I know. Mm-hmm. Trust in your abilities, and when you feel like you're taking on the emotions and the energies of others a little bit too much, then I want you to go and ground. I want you to put your bare feet on the bare earth and just focus on that energy releasing back into the earth. And trust me, Mother Earth can handle it. That's what she's there for. She'll transmute that energy into positive, okay? But sometimes it becomes so overwhelming when we absorb it and then we forget to transmute it.
Okay.
Okay. Breathing exercises like pranayam and stuff like that can really help. And a lot of times when you're an empath, you also have a tendency to go into depression very quickly because of that absorption. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I've got you. Just trust in yourself. Know you're okay. Everything you've ever needed would always come to you when you needed it. It's that time again, okay?
Okay.
All
right. So basically, I can't on my own, right? Without him, I can do this.
You can do all of it, honey. You are strong enough. You are valuable enough. You always have been. Just trust in yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I need this for you today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. So once more, everyone out there, I want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful Happy New Year. Many blessings to you all. Once more, try and look or stay tuned for tomorrow at 11 a.m. Well, technically, we're going to make it 11:30 a.m. for tomorrow. I believe that's going to be a little bit more manageable. But we should have another show on air tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This has been your host, Reverend Adam, here at Mantra HAC, located in Woodstock, Georgia. We are a holistic healing center and metaphysical store. You can find us online at mantrahhc.com. We want to wish you all love and light and healing. Namaste. Blessed be. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.